So we left off yesterday with one last question of the sugya. We spent so much time, almost the entire week, talking about Ein Bi Chametz.
We're good.
We spent so much time talking about Ein Bi Chametz al Sreifa. So we finally came to the realization that the Rosh told us a little bit of a disappointing statement. If you would have read this Rosh at the beginning of the sugya, guys would have probably tuned out for the whole week. The Rosh tells us it doesn't really matter anyway whether you hold Ein Bi Chametz al Sreifa or not. Because even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, when is that going to play out in the mice on the clock? According to Rabbi Natan, Ein Bi Chametz al Sreifa is only after Chatzos. And nobody in the right mind is burning Chametz after Chatzos today. You shouldn't be burning Chametz after Chatzos. Sorry for Betchil Sheish. And even according to Rashi, who says that Ein Bi Chametz al Sreifa means pre-Chatzos, it says the Rosh, that only means immediately pre-Chatzos, within the Shashishis. That was the Lashon of Rashi. But if you burn the Chametz in the Shah Chamishis, the Shah Raviyah, Shah Shlishis, you burn the Chametz earlier on in the morning, says the Rosh, I don't even think there would be a din of Bi Chametz al Sreifa, even according to Rashi. So at the end of the day, the Rosh really nixed our entire Ein Bi Chametz al Sreifa. Because it just never plays out. Nobody's burning after Chatzos, and the Maisa, nobody's burning with the Yah before Chatzos either. I can't be a Rosh. So we didn't understand conceptually, like Mehechet Tei say, that something magic happens in the Shoshishis. Like that Shoshish, something on Al before Chatzos, that makes or breaks the Chi of their eyes of Ein Bi Chametz al Sreifa. Shoshishis is a meaningless concept in the Torah. In the Torah, things happen at Chatzos. Something happens an hour before Chatzos. So if you ask Mesh Rabbeinu, what in the world is the difference between burning the Chametz, let's say Chatzos is 12 o'clock, make it easy for people. What in the world is the difference between burning Chametz at 11:30 or burning Chametz at 8:30 in the morning? It's the same thing. Either it's pre Chatzos or post Chatzos. There's no such thing as pre-11 o'clock. 11 o'clock is not a halachic significance. So we don't understand conceptually the Rosh. And we don't understand that the Rosh is against the Mefarsh Rashi. He's saying Yishtemotay within Rashi, and the Rosh's own son is turning against him. The Torah, the Hebrew Torah, he asked his father, Taki, he said, I don't understand. He said, Rashi says that when the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda are pilfering about whether Ein Bi Chametz al Sreifa is going to turn out to be a kula, so the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Gevalt, Lamotza Eitzim Lasarfa, Yeyeshi Mebatel, Vatayim Rabbi Tashbisav Bateichem, Gevalt, terrible disaster. Tragedy of tragedies. You're not going to have wood, and you're not going to be able to burn the Chametz. So Rashi stuck it and said, what do you mean? Come on, who are they kidding? What's the tragedy of tragedies? Just wait till after Chatzos. He said, after Chatzos, I hold, says Rashi. Hash b'sos b'chol dover, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So who would the Chachamim kidding by attacking Rabbi Yehuda with such a drama? That's the stuff that we would do in Shiur. Yeah, Yeshiva Botel, you know. It conjures up an imagery. You see this guy scrounging around. You see this Kashivish guy trying to find a piece of wood. You know, that drama. Who are the Chachamim kidding with the drama? We'll wait a few minutes after Chatzos. We'll be able to get rid of Bechol Davar. So Rashi says, no, the drama is for the fellow who's packing his bags. He's on the way to the airport. When? 3 weeks before. He's already Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He's already out the door. This man's over. This man ended already Purim. Shouldn't have ended Purim, but did end Purim. So the guy's already 1 foot out the door. He's with him Shloshim Yayim. He's got to take care of his chametz, and it's koydem chatzos, and it's tom sreifa. He is not waiting till chatzos of Erev Pesach. He's going to be on the. He's going to be on his cruise. He's going to be on the moon. He's going to. I don't know where he's going to be. He's not going to be taking care of chametz. The last thing this guy wants to worry about Erev Pesach of chatzos is Hash Masos B'chol Dover. That was not the goal of his $40,000 ticket where he's going to. So Rabbi Isai says the tour, I understand. According to my father, that Rashi only set up a Shoshishis in a very, very small window of opportunity of Shoshishis. This is not Shoshishis. This is not even Erev Pesach. So what's the Rosh talking about? That was the Kiddush. So I hope everybody thought about this Kasha. How did you sleep last night? I have a kasha on everybody. Myself, how did you sleep last night? Well, it's not fair. You can ask why I slept last night because I knew the answer to the kasha. Well, I think I know the answer. No, how did anybody sleep last night? not understanding what the Hilgul Rosh said. Hein mitam, conceptually, hein mitam is against the Rosh. So the Chayra, we have to say is as follows. Again, the kernel of his teretz was presented to me back in high school days with my Rebbe. I don't know how much I want to, you know, if you like the teretz, I hope take credit. If you don't like it, you can blame it on me, because I don't know how much I embellished on it over the year. I'm not sure. But the basic mahal, basic thrust of the teretz is as follows. It all goes back to Rashi. It all goes back to the right place. Everything goes back to Rashi. Tyson. See, I'm not the only crazy guy. I'm not the only guy who thinks. Not the only one who thinks that everything revolves around the Rashi, the Tyson, the Ran. It all goes back to Rashi. The mitzvah of Teshbisu. Mitzvah of Teshbisu is Kedem Chatzos. That's very nice to tell me that the mitzvah of Teshbisu begins before Chatzos. Can somebody tell me when it begins before Chatzos? Bishlam, according to Tosfos Rabin Tam, all the Rishayim would say, Tashbis was after Chatzos. So I have exact bookends as to when the mitzvah begins and when it ends. It begins in Chatzos, and most probably it ends, it says Kichavim of the end of the last day of Pesach. Right? According to Tosfos, it's a 7.5 day mitzvah. According to Rashi / Rambam, I'm not even sure exactly if it goes throughout Pesach, but even if it does, even if it goes throughout Pesach, it started before Chatzos. There's no question. Bein the Rashi, Bein the Rambam, any Rishon who says that Tashbis was bittul by definition holds that the mitzvah starts before Chatzos. Can somebody tell me when before Chatzos? Today? Let's say right now, I would decide, you know, say, oh, it's the beginning of Chodesh Kislev, and I'd say, you know what, I'm mevatel my chametz now. I mean, seriously, I'm mevatel. Kol chamir v'chametz, I'm going to be gluten-free till next year. Kol chamir chamir, the butler. Would I get brownie points at Shemayim for the mitzvah derais of Tashbis of Somer Bateichem? What do you think? What do you think about that? Would I get?
Also says Bayom Harishon.
Ach Bayom Harishon Tashbis of Somer Bateichem. But according to Rashi, it also says Ach. And Ach means Chatzos. So the term Chatzos, unless you like the Birchas Chinuch, but we're not even going down Birchas Chinuch, so Yoshev Al-Tas, forget that for a minute. So obviously the Ach B'Marishon means that you're supposed to start the mitzvah before the Ach B'Marishon Tashbisu. So it means the same way that Chatzos doesn't mean you start doing it then, Rishon also doesn't mean you start doing it. The time you have to begin this mitzvah is sometime before Chatzos Ver Pesach. So you're tight to the Pesach Azoy. Ach B'Yom HaRishon. I mean, it has to be Yom HaRishon. It has to be Ver Pesach. But it has to be before Chatzos Ver Pesach. So you're telling me the Zman HaMitzvah is the whole day of Erev Pesach. Is that true?
If we want to say that the mitzvah is just being in that kind of state in regardless of what the action is that puts you into that state, then the mitzvah won't take effect.
That's what I prefaced by saying, I don't want to go down Birchas Chinuch. I so brainwashed you with Birchas Chinuch, you can't even think otherwise. Or I forget the Birchas Chinuch, it's a test. Forget it, you never heard it. Don't really forget it. Otherwise, you'd be missing the rice of Shichas HaTorah. We're gonna get exactly what Mr. Bama saying. Hold on. So I want you just to appreciate the query that we're problem raising here. It's a very vague mitzvah. What are the mitzvahs in the Torah that are time related? I know the beginning, not the end. I know for a fact that there's going to be a mitzvah of Kiddush and Shabbos. We have to Shem tomorrow night. We have to Kiddush. When's the Tchilas Hazman? So the Gemara in Brachas is not sure when the Tchilas Hazman is when Shabbos starts. So even we plug a mincha, we pass for plug a mincha. Even we come a Shabbos early, to have a Shabbos. Good. When is the Silver Zman? So the Gemara in Pesach is not sure. If you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, can you make all day Shabbos? Where's pleasure? You can. Good. So I know the Zman is from plug a mincha tomorrow afternoon, Yitzhak Shem, until Shkia of Shabbos. So it's Eskicha, whatever the end of Shabbos is. Achilles Matzah. So from Tzeis Kichov of Leila Seder, according to Blaz Ben Azariah, until Chatzos, until we keep until Avos HaShachar, I have I have bookends. I have a beginning of Zman and end of Zman. I don't know what the beginning of Zman of Tashbis is. It's a very, very strange Zman. Any ideas?
Can we say like Sukkot only Lama Jom? Like that preparation for the Chag?
You mean is it part of the din of Shloshim Yom Kerem Chag? So we have a lot to talk about. Hopefully we'll get to that sugya later on, the Vav, about Shloshim Yom Kerem Chag. But I'm not 100% sure that that's going to be the right answer. We'll see as we get to later on what that din is all about. So perhaps we could suggest the following idea. That clearly the goal of Tashbisu is related to my Rav Matzei, which in turn, according to the Ran, is related to Achila. Basically, Tashbisu is the preparation for Pesach. That's really what Tashbisu is. Tashbisu is the Achana, the Kras Hayam. The Hav Amina was that you do Tashbisu on the first day Yom Tov in the middle of the afternoon. So the Gemara said, that's ridiculous. All the Torah proved to you and the Mepesh B'chul B'sina proved to you, Yom Rishon doesn't mean Yom Tov, it means Erev Yom Tov. So once the Tashbisu Rabbeinu explains to us that the mitzvah of Tashbisu was linked to Chatzais, a little before, a little after, depending on what you think, but it's linked to Chatzais. And we know that Chatzos is the Tchila Sayyim, basically, for all the mitzvahs, that's the coming Pesach, that's this Rechila according to many. That's my rock with it. So obviously the Tzuras HaMitzvah of Tashbisu, even according to Rashi, who's putting it a little bit before Chatzos, it's not a mitzvah in a vacuum in the middle of the winter to do Tashbisu. There's no mitzvah to be Bevatel Chometz today. The mitzvah is to be Mashbis Chometz to Kras Chag HaPesach. The Kras HaYontif. So now it becomes a little bit tricky. What's called the Kras HaYontif? What's called, when am I doing Tashbisu? Is a day before, a week before, a month before, 6 months before, 10.5 months before, 364 days before? When is called the Kras HaPesach? So that's a tricky, tricky question. So I think that's what the Rosh is driving at. The Rosh is saying, you know what's called the Kras HaPesach? For the late coming, on the buzzer. It means when the bittul, when the Tashbisu is done, as an expression of, this is the last thing I do before the Hevig, not the literal, the other Pesach itself doesn't literally start till, Chag HaMatzah doesn't start till the night time, the Chag HaPesach, Tachas starts at Chatzos. Pesach L'Hashem refers to Yudah in the afternoon. So the mitzvah of Tashbisu is, Ach Miyam Arishon, Tashbisu Bateichem. The din was said, according to Rashi and the Rambam, they have to do Tashbisu prior to Pesach. What's been prior to Pesach? Immediately prior to Pesach. That's the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Bimavato Chometz in December is not Tashbisu. Bimavato Chometz on Erev Pesach on the buzzer, that's Tashbisu. What's called the buzzer? At what point do we say the buzzer is a second? The buzzer is a minute? That's the Chiddush of the Rosh. The buzzer is an hour. We start off by saying that Shoshishas doesn't make any sense. There's no such concept of Shoshishas min HaTorah. You're right. It's not that there's a deraisa called Shoshishas. Shoshishas is just simply a reflection of, at the last moment, as I'm getting ready, I make a achareikla, the last achor is the kras, when the Yisuri Chometz is going to be chal. That is the mitzvah Tashbisu. If I do it earlier, that's very nice. That may circumvent by Rav Emotzi, but that's not Tashbisu. That's what the Rosh is driving at. That's the significance conceptually of the Shoshishas. Oba Zoi, now we can be Miyashi, the Kush of the Tour against his father. It's not a halacha Moshe Messina Shoshishas. It's not such a thing as Shoshishas. Shoshishas is almost like a circus of the Chom to be Keveya, that when it's close enough, it's within the next few minutes, that's called the cross. Chag HaPesach, that's for the fellow who's home, who's making his last moment preparations, the hour before Chatzos. But for the fellow who's going on a trip, his last minute preparations are when? When he's Yaitz B'Shayara. When he closes his door and he walks out, that's when Pesach begins for him, not literally but figuratively. That's when he has to clear out the last remnants of Chometz in his house. So for that fellow, at the last moment that he's about to leave, Dos is Tashbisu for him. For me, not. I'm going to be home for Yom Tov, but for him, yes. That's we have to wait Tavav. We got to come back. Got to hang out with the Shiel Tavav. We have to wait 30 days. I didn't say the magic number 30 days. Yeah. We have to find out what that means. So Rabbi say, if that's the beer and the rush, then everything is mamash hamakom yom b'sholem. Rashi holds that the din of Sereifa, beer chametz of Sereifa, is for sure not like the Menachas Chinuch said. Not even a question. Trepidation. Of course it's a prada and tashbisa. And therefore Rashi says, when you're being done on Ein Bi'ur Chametz Ol HaSreifa, what you're really being done on is the tashbisa or not tashbisa. So that's what the Rosh said to Das Rashi. Rashi was Medayik L'Shoinai. If you're being mevayer the chometz at 11 o'clock in the morning, you're within the Shashishas, you're within the window of closeness, you're within the final Pesach preparations. Allah Habutelas HaMitzvahs Tashbisu. For you, the din is Ein Bi'ur Chametz Ol HaSreifa. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said. Ein Bi'ur Chametz Ol HaSreifa in the Shashishas. For the guy who wants to just, you know, gets up early in the morning and nothing else to do at Pesach, he finishes donut already, but it's only 8 o'clock in the morning, he's not mechuyev in Tashbisu yet. There's no chayv in Tashbisu. There's no mitzvah Tashbisu for him. If he wants to get rid of his chametz in any other way, there's a date. His getting rid of his chametz at 8 o'clock in the morning is only b'torah circumventing by Yerah. I could circumvent by Yerah by throwing it into the Hackensack River. So what Rashi and the Rosh, Bidas Rashi are saying is that of course Ein Bi'ur Chametz Ol HaSreifa is a prad and tashbisa. Not the Menachas Chinuch. Of course, like the Gemara said by Yosef Dafein, of course, like the Gemara says, Dafchav Zayin, Avad, it's a prad and tashbisa. The breakthrough of the Rosh is that tashbisa only applies in that last minute, that window before the Yantuf begins. But that window could be earlier for the person's Yatzel Derech. That's the breakthrough.
Rabbi?
So, yeah.
Doesn't Rashi kind of say this on Yod Beis Amud Beis? He says that Shelo B'Shas Biur is B'davka B'Tchila Sheish for Kol Sheish.
No, again, so that was the deal of the Rosh. The Rosh said B'Tchila Sheish. The Rosh was died from that Rashi. The Torah claims Rashi didn't mean it. The Rosh was just describing what the normal time people burn is. But you're right, you're Mechabit to the Rosh. Is that what the Rosh says? So Rabbi said, there's one missing thread in this Biur and Rashi. Remember 2 days ago, we put Rashi back on the team of the Mechas Chinuch. What forced us to put it back on the team of the Mechas Chinuch? Who remembers? Rabbi, we've been talking about the same shayla for the last week already. About is the din of Ein Bi'ur Chametz Ol HaSreifa din tashbisu, or is it bazundar a din separate din of Yisrael? No. What prompted us to believe that the Mechas Chinuch was right? First, we start off by saying, no, we can't believe Mechas Chinuch. It's against the Gemara. And then we say, no, we be showing him to support him. Who remembers? Who remembers? What did we say? What deed did we have from Rashi a couple of days back to support the Menachas Chinuch? Oh, Rashi explains why is there a difference pre-chatzos versus post-chatzos, right? Remember? Rashi sheet is pre-chatzos reif and post-chatzos b'chol davar. So why? What's the reason for the difference? Rashi gave you a whole chagadya because after chatzos it's too dangerous, it's too risky, a whole story. Before chatzos you got plenty of time, nothing to worry about. After chatzos you get rented by a rabbi. Remember, a whole shtickle time from Rashi. So we're a medayik. Why did Rashi say that? Why did Rashi just simply say pre-chatzos is tashbisu, post-chatzos is not tashbisu? That would have been the greatest answer in the world. So that's we medayik. It must be Rashi holds like the Menachas Chinuch. Wrong. Not the first, not the last time we were wrong. That's not correct. We're retracting the whole taikif what we said 2 days ago. Avada Rashi holds that Ein Bi'ur Chametz Ol HaSreifa didn't touch me, so you can't get away from the Gemaras. Avada, the only way to explain the Rosh is based on this Hagdara, that Ein Bi'ur Chametz Ol HaSreifa is the din of Tashbisu. You know why Rashi and Daf Yud Beis doesn't say the reason is because pre-chatzos is Tashbisu, post-chatzos is not Tashbisu? You know why Rashi doesn't say that? Anyone want to explain to me why Rashi doesn't say that? Because Rashi and Daf Tzadi Hei holds what? What does Rashi say in the Sukkah of Labadit HaKliyasei? Rashi says by Rav Matzah is a Labadit HaKliyasei. You know why? Hashpasos HaKol HaMayed. Rashi holds there is Tashbisu we have to chatzos. It's not going to be bitul. It could be involved in Chazmani Surah. It could be Bior. It could be other kind of Tashbasis. We had a Machlaikis, the Nadi Behuda, and the Shayel within Das Rambam, because the Rambam had that phrase, Mitzvah says, El Hashmas Chavis Chazmani Surah. So we weren't sure what the Rambam meant. Rashi, we know for certain what Rashi holds. Rashi holds there's the Mitzvah Tashbis of Pri Chatzais, and the Mitzvah continues Vals Chatzais. It doesn't end when the turns into a pumpkin at 12 o'clock. So Rashi, when she tossed on Daf Tzadi Hey, now on Daf Yibbeis is pondering this dilemma. He says, wait a second. If on Daf Tzadi Hey, I convinced you that there's Tashbisu, Pre-Chatzos, and Post-Chatzos, and we all know that Ein Bi'al Chometzol Sreifa is a proud of Tashbisu, so Taka, how come Rabbi Yehuda only said Sreifa, Pre-Chatzos, and Post-Chatzos? That was what was bothering Rashi. Rashi wasn't ignoring Tashbisu. Rashi was bothered with the Tashbisu dilemma. So to that, what does Rashi answer? What's the answer, says Rashi? Why pre-chatzos, yes, reif, and post-chatzos, no, reif? What's the answer? Because post-chatzos is what? It's too what? It's too risky, it's too dangerous, because every second you're going to lose by Rabbi Motzei. Right? So Rabbi say, at the end of the day, the Rosh makes perfect sense. Rashi was medayik b'lashon shavuv. The cash from Chavzayim for the tour can be answered easily. Once you create this new Hagdara called Tashbisu, is a mitzvah, Hamutelas Alecha, on the buzzer. As you're getting the price of preparation is coming to an end, that's Tashbisu. Tashbisu was not 6 months before. His chametz is his last being doeg on his chametz is now. For him, this is the end. So he can over by Rabbi Motzei. If he doesn't get rid of his chametz, he's going to be over by Rabbi Motzei. So what? He's in China. He has chametz in New York. What? Well, this is the old story. This is the old kasha. What are they returning? I'm talking about Sreifa for what happened to Bittel. So for some reason, Bittel isn't working here. Remember, it's part of the old story. It's when you do it, so guess, you know, whatever the answer. It's a good kasha, but whatever the answer to the kasha was 3 months ago, same text. Rabbi say, everything's givaldic. But now Rabbi say, we come for the grand finale. You have to hold on to your seats. Hold on for the following. The Rosh is very depressing. I was very depressed when I read the Rosh. Well, I was depressed. Why do you think I was depressed when I read the Rosh? The Rosh stole a mitzvah from me. I take the Rosh with the entire. He stole my mitzvah. Ten zuvim. What was my mitzvah? I want to be a mitzvah. I have mitzvahs like Yisba mitzvahs. I want a mitzvah tashbisa. I want a mitzvah note. I'm going to go to nursery school. I want my parents to bring me a mitzvah note. I want to hang it up on the mitzvah tree in school that says, Rabbi Sobolovsky fulfilled the mitzvah saseh min haTorah. I don't just want a nice little mitzvah that says, Rabbi was so good he cleaned his room. That's so beautiful. Rabbi Sobolovsky ate his vegetables. Those are like most of the mitzvah notes in school. I want a real mitzvah. Give me a real tired mitzvah. There are only 248 mitzvahs essay left in the Torah. About 150 of them are only knowing b'zman hamikdash. The other 50 of them are only knowing for kohanim, for levim, for this one, for that one. How many mitzvahs do you have? Tell me, between you and me, how many mitzvahs essay do you have left to do? Deraisas. Give me a few. What do you have? Tefillin, tzitzis, shofar once a year. We lost that this year. Lulav once a year. We lost that this year. Sukkah, sometimes it rains. How many mitzvahs do you have left? Talmud Torah is a good one. It's all the time. 24/7. People should take more advantage of it. I want to be a mitzvah tashmis. That's my goal, my agenda. I want to be a tashmis. So came along Taisus and stole the mitzvah from me. Why? What did Taisus tell me? It's only after Chatzais. And the Tanoim said you can't do that. So B'tchil Sheish. Gavalt. Lost that one. But wait, I'm holding on for dear life to who? Who's going to still help me? Rashi. Because Rashi says there's still a mitzvah tashmis. Pre-Chatzais. Baruch Hashem. Comes the Rosh and says, no, sorry. You can only do the mitzvah tashbisu when? When? In the window right before, b'tchil ha-sheish. Right? B'tchil ha-sheish, that's all there is right no more. So great, I'm so excited. Okay, I'm going to wait. All the other non from, not the non-yeshivisha guys, they're running to burn their chametz 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. They think there's reason. Let me show them. I know how to learn a little better. I'm going to hold off till b'tchil ha-sheish. So that way, I'm going to get Tashmisu. They're only merely circumvented by Rav Motzei. I'm going to be Yotzei. It's like when I didn't put up a mezuzah for the first 30 days after we got married. So my wife said, we don't look like we're Jewish. I said, no, you don't understand. It's 2 days of Tashmisu from Kivagan. There's a whole reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. She couldn't be Makal. So here, the guy was hanging out to the end, to the bitter end, to burn that chametz. He's looking at his watch. It's tchila sheish, and then he starts the fire. And you know what? They stole that from me also. Who stole that from me? Who stole that from me? Who?
The Rama.
The Rama with the Marvail from earlier in the week, who said, you can't do that, because since we have a minig, you have to be part of Chometz and Nachom all second time, and Mutav L'Kayim Tashbisu B'Chomet Shalai, Halak Ram Megillah, that's straight from Chomet Shalai, whole Chagadja. So the Rama and the Marvail said, okay, so burn the Chomet at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to burn the chametz at 10 o'clock in the morning. I want to burn the chametz to get yetzit tashbis. So I want the rush. I don't care about the marival on the rabbi. I want the rush. I can't do it because the rabbi said he can't do it. But anyway, yetzit biad rabbi. So I'm stuck. So wherever I go in a Pesach, they steal the mitzvahs from me. Rabbi Natan stole it after chatzais. The rush stole it before chatzais. There's no hope. Because the rush at kezokt, if you burn chametz before shashishis, it's too late. Catch this one. The Marvail and the Rama. This is the grand finale of the week of Shirim, as everybody say. I told you yesterday we'd start the new sugya. Comes the Marvail and the Rama, and they stole Tashbisa from right under our noses. According to the Rush, they stole Tashbisa from us. They forced our hands. The Heishim is like Zeisha Gozal. They just returned to us. What do I mean by that? Let me read that riddle. Thanks to Marvail and the Rama, we have to Tashbisa back. What? The Rush was living in a world where you could have been served at Chila Sheish. You should be served at Chila Sheish. The Rosh never heard his Marivayel. He lived 100 years before, 20 years before the Marivayel. He never heard the Ramah. He's 20 years before the Ramah. The Rosh had the option of being served at Tchila Sheish, and he's telling you nobody's doing it. Lamai said nobody wants to wait at Tchila Sheish. Everyone's out the door. They want to be done by 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. So they're jumping the gun and burning early. So the Rosh says, you know what? We can't have any tainas against them. And you know what? There's really no need to burn because they're not being yetzit tashbisu anyway because it's too early. Based on his new hagdar of when the tchilas bana mitzvah, the mitzvah is the last moments, and they're choosing an order. Nobody has a gun to their head forcing them to burn at 9 o'clock in the morning. They're doing it on their own. But remember, what did the Rosh say? What was the big breakthrough to answer the Torah's kasha? The Rosh doesn't say this kiddush kadoshim shashishis. What does the Rosh say? The last moment, the moment of truth, when your back's against the wall and you gotta burn, then you burn it, then you get the tashbisa, then you get the mitzvah note. So just as the Rosh responded to his son, the tour, he said to him, my little boy, my little tour. I don't know what he called him, probably not tour. Called the tour, and he anchored the tour. He said to him, no, you don't understand. I know the Rosh and the Chazayin. I taught you Psochem together. We learned when you were little. I know what the Rosh says in the Chazayin. Because the Rosh never meant to say, Shoshisha's Davka, Shoshisha's. The Rosh meant to say the last minute. So for the fellas going on a trip, you know when the last minute is? 3 weeks before. For us, when's the last minute? When's the minute moment of truth? When the Marivayel and the Ramah made us burn that chometz. I don't want to burn the chometz now at 11:20. I want to wait till Shoshishas. You can't do that. Because if you do that, you're going to blow this whole cheshbon. Because, ladies, what are we going to do? We have no choice. We have to burn the chometz now because the Marivayel and the Ramah told us. Once we have to, for us, that becomes the what? That's the shoshishis for us. And we yaitzit the mitzvah tashbisa b'deraisa. Our shoshishis is like the yaitzit derech of chavzayin v'beis. That's the breakthrough. So therefore, should we try to bring chametz today? Should we just take this, you know, this defeatist attitude and say, yeah, but I'm getting anything in anyway? So the Rosh had a very defeatist attitude. Say, hey, if you're burning at 10 o'clock in the morning, you're wasting your time. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, don't take that attitude. Mishnah Berurah writes, you should burn chametz, no matter when you're burning in the morning. Burn the chametz, burn the chametz. Mishnah Berurah says, you better burn the chametz early. Make sure to burn the chametz, no matter when you're doing it, make sure it's sreifa. You know why the Mishnah Berurah says that? Anyone saw the Shartzion that I put it on the Mamikavis? I didn't put it on? Okay, I should have put it on. The Shir HaTzion says, you know why you have to burn the chametz no matter when you're burning it? Because the Torah is right and the Rosh is not right. Because the Torah is a raya from Rashi Chav Zayin, even Kodem Shashish is the Mitzvah Sreif according to Rashi. What we're saying is, no, we're disagreeing. We're going up against the Mishnah Berurah now. 20 minutes ago, we took on the Mishnah Berurah. Now we're taking on the Mishnah Berurah also. We're saying, what did I do? Everybody said, Tayyar Lam Nadi Tzarech. What do you want from me? We're saying that even if the Rosh is right, there's still reason for us to be Sreif to Chametz. The Minig Yisrael is Kedish Kedoshim. The Minig Yisrael is to be Sreif to Chametz. Because for us, that's all cool, the last minute. Because of the rush job that the Bar Yochai and the Ramah put in, all the pressure that they put on us 2 days ago, that's going to save us. That's the Hashem's example. They returned the mitzvah Tashmisa to us. So, hey, mitam the Mishnah Berurah, that you might as well be chayish for the Torah's version of Rashi. Hey, mitam the Ashtim Torah razzle dazzle. The minute Yisrael is on the Kami of the Bishalom, you should have to try to burn the Chametz if you're able to. So, Yitzim and Advarim Rabbi say, Ain b'chametz l'sreif. It's a loaded topic. Ain b'chametz l'sreif. From the chayish in the Rabbanan, you have that underlying principle that's been permeating the entire sugya. Is ain b'chametz l'sreif a pradat tashbisu? Is it a din b'fnei atzmai? L'sreif is sisri hana. That was the burning issue of mechaschinich tikkun on the rest of the world. Then we had, how did this play out? The impact this had on Shalom Bishas Biru, Bishas Biru, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. Then we have all the other issues that have been coming around in terms of how this plays out for us, when the Sreif HaShchometz plays out for us. The Ramah's Minhagim, the Ramah's Chumrism, the Shittas, the Rabbah quoted and threw at us a whole array of different practices of Chumrism, Minhagim, Ledet Ein B'Chometz on the Sreif. And then this fundamental question we spoke about yesterday, if you're not really sure that Ein B'Chometz on the Sreif, what gives you a right to be Sreif HaShchometz? Isn't that an Issa D'Rabbanan? So we attacked that yesterday with Chag Yaakov, the other approaches we had yesterday. Then the grand finale of the sugya is the Rosh's observation that there's no mitzvah anyway because you're doing it too early. So what does that mean? How does that relate to the sugya of the Rosh Chav Zayin? Habecha Yivchar, this last shtickle Torah that we had to try to explain why we can salvage Tashbisu even in the world with the Rosh. Okay, so that was the Shiraim of yesterday's year. Start the next sugya a little bit. I told you we'd start the next sugya before the end of the week.